Make sure to attend the Central Wisconsin State Fair Christmas show on November 29th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Junior Fair Building at the fairgrounds. The entertainment for that evening will be the Holy Rockarolas, and I had the opportunity to speak with band member Mark, and he discussed the band and that upcoming show in more detail.
The Holy Rockarolas, 15 years as a band now.
Okay.
I'll be honest, it started as a midlife crisis for me. I was 46, and I've been in bands my whole life, but took a break to raise two daughters, and then they got to the age where they were very portable and liked going to car shows. So we just started playing car shows with an open guitar case and had a blast. And then the next thing you know, a year later, we headlined the Back to the 50s car show in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And there's been no looking back. We ended up with a couple of people who could book us. Gielberg Entertainment has been wonderful. And they're the ones who got us the show coming up in November. And we've been coast to coast doing theater shows and playing state fairs, county fairs, private events, city events. And that's pretty much it. Our whole goal when we started it, I was getting frustrated because there were no bands I could go see that played Buddy Holly like Buddy Holly played him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody would modernize it. And I said, let's just strip it down. Let's play it note for note. But most importantly, capture the spirit of early American rock and roll.
Yeah. So when you got started then, you've kind of always gravitated towards that, you know, that high energy 50s, 60s type rock and roll then?
Rockabilly was the big calling. I'd been in bands previously, garage bands, kind of pop punk bands, and then just the pull of rockabilly. You know, when I first saw the Stray Cats, I'm like, that's it. That's what I want to do.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. There's just something about that particular genre. I don't know what it is, but you know, I was born in the 80s, but I love that genre of music. I love listening to that music.
It's happy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. And well, now, of course, you know, you think about that time and you think about the holidays around then, and there are plenty of rockabilly versions of holiday songs, and people will get a chance to hear that for that show coming up on November 29th in Marshfield. Can you talk about that?
Sure. We were hired because they wanted exactly what you just said. They wanted Billy Christmas, which we would be doing. But at the same time, in addition to songs like Run, Rudolph, Run, Rock Around the Christmas Tree, Jingle Bell Rock, we'll be also interspersing it with the big hits from the 50s. There'll be Buddy Holly, Johnny Cash, Chuck Berry, Patsy Cline, Everly Brothers. And we've been doing our Christmas show for 11 years, and we've learned it's really fun to mix the two up. Because believe it or not, after a while, you do an hour straight of Christmas music, they all start sounding the same.
Right. All right. Well, cool. That's very cool. And now, you know, you talked a little bit about you've been in bands in the past and whatnot. I mean, what sort of drove your passion for music? Have you always been interested in music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that my earliest memories were with a toy guitar when I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started taking lessons in grade school, and then I was in bands by 8th grade.
All right.
Well, first song I ever learned was Taking Care of Business.
Nice. Very good. All right. Well, cool. That's very cool. Is there anything else then? Anything else you would like to add that you'd like our listeners to know about in regards to yourselves or that show coming up on November 29th?
Yeah, I'd like for people to know we feel so fortunate to be able to do what we're doing. It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun building this. And just seeing the smiles when we send out rock and roll, and then especially when it's infused with holiday spirit, it's just a joyous time. People have fun, and then that excites us, and then you get this big circle of fun going on, and we plan on bringing it.
All right. That's what we like to hear. And I'll mention too that, you know, I was seeing kind of promos and looking at watching some YouTube videos of you guys. You definitely fit the look as well. You guys, you fit right in there with that rockabilly time. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm so glad I cut my hair. I get asked a lot, is that real? I'm like, yeah.
It's all natural. Once again, the Holy Rockerollers will be playing in the Junior Fair building as part of the Central Wisconsin State Fair Christmas show on Saturday, November 29th, beginning at 5 p.m. You can learn more about the show by heading to the Central Wisconsin State Fair website, or you can hear our interview with Dale Christensen about the show by following a link within the story posted to our website.